Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Crossland, Corsa and Mokka. Three good reasons to visit the Opel Open Road event.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The HSE says this morning that the number of patients in hospital with COVID-19 has increased by 39 and currently stands at 544. Now, the Taoiseach said yesterday that people don't seem to have the same urgency to get their COVID booster as they did for their first and second doses. But then we've also seen people queuing for hours to try to get into vaccination centres at weekends. So how fair is it to say that people are not turning up? Well, I'm joined now by our regular GP, Dr. Maura Finn, in County Clare. Good morning, Maura.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. So let's work through all of this, because Micheál Martin said that in a late November week, 208,000 people had appointments for boosters, but only 80,000 turned up. Last week, he said there were 180,000 appointments issued, but only 93,000 people took them. So what do you think, Maura, is going on? Is it fair, would you say, to say that people aren't just turning up at vaccination centres?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think what's happening is that there's three different options for people and they're choosing the option that suits them best, which is perfectly reasonable. It's different to the first vaccination rollout when we had a very poor supply. We had a very short window when we could give the vaccines. So there was a panicked scramble. But I think what's happening now is people are choosing their time more to suit themselves. However, I think there is an issue about being able to kind of contact the vaccine centres to say that they have already been vaccinated or have are going to take up another option, because the GPs are doing them, the pharmacies are doing them, and the vaccination centres are doing the vaccines at the moment. So there's good options, and I think that's the issue, that maybe the systems don't really speak to each other as well as they should. That may be the problem.
Yeah, that would seem to be an issue, certainly. Ellen in Tralee has been in touch with us to say she's one of the people the Taoiseach was talking about, because it didn't avail of an HSC appointment. I was able to avail of the booster jab from my pharmacy 10 days before the HSC appointment, and I wonder how many thousands of others are in the same boat as me. Chris in Dublin says he's annoyed at the Taoiseach's comments. He looked at the HSC website. It tells people in their 60s to wait for a text, and thousands like him are still waiting. He knows two people who got boosters in their GP surgery and they found it very difficult to inform the HSC. Anne got a booster at the walk-in centre and then got an appointment and they couldn't cancel the appointment by phone, text or email. The HSC system didn't allow it. So that, I mean, if you get your booster elsewhere, Maura, and you can't cancel your appointment, well, you're clearly going to show up as a no-show.
Absolutely. And that's not their fault. And this generation of people, the population that we're vaccinating now, are very keen to be vaccinated. They're the more vulnerable people. What we have done is that the over 80s, and they were our first group, and we had invited them in, actively invited them in to take vaccine clinics. But now what we're doing is we're say just in the last day or two, the HSE have announced that 50 plus can avail of booster vaccination. So we're going to send texts to them saying that they're available, contact the surgery to make an appointment by email or by text. And they will probably do that. And if they're contacted by another group as well, it's going to cause confusion. So I'm not sure how this works. You would hope that, I thought that the whole system was very centralised. And it is. And I heard Anne O'Connor this morning saying that they're going to tweak it a little bit. But I think what Micheál Martin said yesterday was incorrect. It's not that people are not showing up. They're just getting their vaccine in a different place.
You see, the potential, there could be that people might think that there's the potential for vaccines to go to waste here. What would you say?
Well, to date, that hasn't happened to us. Now, it's very different than it was in the very beginning of this system when the Pfizer vaccine... Sorry, my dogs have decided
to
join me.
He's entitled to talk to us too.
They're very vocal. The Pfizer vaccine in particular, the mRNA vaccines, would only, you had a very short window about when you could supply them. So when they were given to the surgeon, we'd use them within 48 hours. You did have maybe a little longer than that. Now we have a month-long window that the vaccine is safe to rest in our fridges. So there isn't the same fear about vaccines going out of date or being not used. So that's another issue, you know. So I think maybe people understand that the supply is better, and people also understand that they can go to a dedicated clinic.
Maura, I just see some news reaching us here. NIAC has recommended COVID-19 vaccines for children aged 5 to 11. Now, that news was probably expected, but that is a big change, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's a very positive change because really what we're seeing children. Now, there is a lot of circulating respiratory viruses, not just COVID, but we're seeing a lot of sick children. And the idea that they would be vaccinated, they are, a lot of them are vaccinated against influenza already. But the idea that they would be vaccinated would give schools and parents and the whole medical system such a boost because they will be protected. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that, I would assume that the absolute majority of parents will take this up and will be absolutely glad to do so.
But there's going to be a huge challenge here because the booster rollout continues and now you have a whole new cohort of 5 to 11-year-olds who will be added to that. So from your point of view, the workload goes up again.
Oh, God, it does, yeah. But you see, I mean, no matter what, you know, in general practice, we always kind of do the take a deep breath and get on with it. But because there's no doubt that this is better for the population as a whole and for us. You know, if we vaccinate the children, they will be presenting less with potentially respiratory illnesses. So look at, you know, it's a difficult, I don't know how we're going to manage it, but I'm very happy that this will happen. I don't know. We haven't had information yet about how the vaccines will be given, but I would assume general practice will be very actively involved in this because parents are used to bringing their children to general practice for vaccination and we're used to giving them. But like you say, it's just a whole other layer of work for us.
Okay. We had heard previously that we'll have to wait for the special children's doses of these vaccines to come into the country. Do you know anything about that? Do you think it's possible to get this started before Christmas at this stage?
I'm not sure. I don't know anything in particular. I know that they're lower doses. I'd imagine they probably, because this has been flagged for a week or two now, I'd imagine that NIOC have or the HSE have them potentially in the country. I know supply for the adult vaccines is really no issue at the moment, so I would assume it's a similar situation with the children's. So once they're in the country, the rollout would be potentially very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. I know they're developing nasal vaccines as well, but I don't think they're available in the near future. But look, this is a really positive move and I would hope that we'll start it as soon as possible.
The Taoiseach said that in the over 75 age group, the people who've taken a booster shot, that what they're seeing is a significant reduction in COVID. Would what you're seeing in general practice mirror that?
It would. That age group are experiencing respiratory symptoms for lots of other viruses as well. And unfortunately, that age group, especially if they have any underlying condition, can become quite unwell. But the booster vaccination, there is no doubt it's reducing the severity of illness and hospitalisation. And it is the younger, it's the children that we're seeing primarily at the moment. So that would mirror that you know, they are completely unvaccinated, whereas the people with full vaccination plus booster are doing very well. And we're seeing less serious complications than you would expect maybe at this time of year.
Listen, I have to ask you about the weather because you're in a red zone or what was formerly a red zone for much of yesterday afternoon and overnight. What was it like?
It was wild. It really was. Last night, honestly, I thought the windows would come in on top of me. I'm living in the middle of Ennis Town, so I'm relatively sheltered. I can't imagine what it was like out on the coast. It must have been something else. And it's still pretty wild now, actually, which is why the dogs are giving out to me, actually.
Okay. And medical services there and procedures and so on, how have they been impacted?
Well, what happened yesterday, we cancelled anything that could be cancelled in the afternoon yesterday and we closed and only had emergency service. But there was very, very little. Everything will be rescheduled for today or tomorrow. So I do know that the testing centres were closed. So you'll probably find that the numbers are very low tomorrow when they're announced because there was very little testing for COVID and very little vaccination done in any of the centres. Oh, okay. But it was only a matter of a few hours. They'll catch up with that.
Maura, we'll let you go and attend to the dogs. Dr. Maura Finn there, GP in County Clare. And just to reiterate that news that NIOC has approved vaccination of children against COVID, children between the ages of 5 and 11. We'll take a break.